The Syrian uprising has claimed more lives by far than any other Arab uprising. At this point, it's thought that at least 12,000 people have died. Most days, we're only able to give you the numbers, but there are lives behind those numbers, and today NPR's Kelly McEbers introduces us to one of them, a bright young man who believed in something and died for it.
Basil Shahada started out as an IT major in Syria, but it became clear that what he really wanted to do was make films. In 2009, he shot this film about humanitarian groups bringing aid to drought victims in northwest Syria. His friends say he had a knack for finding joy in despair. Basil finished at the top of his class, and after spending some time in the U.S., his friends say he applied for a Fulbright. He got the scholarship, and before heading off to Syracuse, he bought a motorcycle and decided to take a road trip. One picture from the trip shows him stopped by the side of the road. He's on tiptoes, his back is arched, and his head is thrown back, as if he's blown away by the sunset that's in front of him. A friend says at one point, Basil ended up in Afghanistan. It was a surprise to everyone involved. The trip ended in India. That was right around the beginning of the Syrian uprising, last spring. Basil went back home to Syria's capital, Damascus, and joined the protests. He was arrested and detained for a few days. After his release, he left for Syracuse. But friends say he just couldn't deal with the guilt that nearly everyone he knew was back in Syria, fighting and sometimes dying for what they believed would be a better country. Basil quit the program and made his way back home again. Our colleague Rima Marouche met him around that time.
And he told me I couldn't be away when a revolution is happening. I needed to come back. You can always study later.
Back in Syria, Basil trained other activists and citizen journalists how to shoot and edit their footage. Then at some point, he ended up in the city of Homs, a site of some of Syria's most brutal violence since the uprising began. Basil and four other activists were out filming the other night when government troops began shelling an area where rebels have taken refuge inside people's homes. We reached Basil's friend Hassan by Skype. He was with Basil that night. As we talk, we sometimes hear gunshots and explosions in the background. When the shelling started, we all ran, Hassan says. I stayed back to lock my car. I saw the first shell fall, then the second. We took Basil and the others to the field hospital, but the doctor said they were already dead. They had shrapnel everywhere. Hassan was the only one who survived. That night, the bodies were washed and shrouded in white sheets, and a small group marched them through the alleyways of Homs. Heaven, open your gates, they chanted. Your students are coming soon. Tiny flashlights illuminated Basil's face. Perhaps one of the most moving things Basil ever made was a short poem of a film called Saturday Morning Gift. It's based on interviews he did with a boy who survived Israel's bombing of Lebanon in 2006. A boy lies in a bed on a sunny morning, somewhere between asleep and awake. He remembers how one of his favorite things was to be woken up by his mom as she tickled his toes, started the coffee, played Arabic music. I hate airplanes, the boy says, back asleep again. Then he has a nightmare about the explosion we're to assume killed his family. The screen goes dark, and a silhouette of a dreaming boy walks down the hallway to meet his fate. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Lava Cello contributed to that report.